Dr. Austin Brown here from Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, the Santa Claus of flu shots. It's here.
The Santa Claus of flu shots. I like it. It is busy. Thanks, Jackson. You were paying attention. Holy cow! It has been a flu shot season. Let me tell you what. But it's been great. It's been wonderful to see people coming out and getting immunized and really paying attention to that. So we're thankful that people are going out and getting themselves protected.
Yeah, the big I don't know if it's a big issue. We hear about it all the time, the difference between the flu and COVID and how that's going to be figured out. And obviously, with the colder weather, there's going to be more cases, right?
I mean, that's to be determined. I mean, the first thought process I have with that is, you know, summer months we were able to, you know, in terms of social distancing and some of the things that we were doing, everybody's had a better chance to spread out. Colder weather, everybody's going to head indoors.
Yeah.
So if we do, I would not be surprised if we saw a spike in cases, because I know we're going to continue doing our testing and running all of those protocols. So wouldn't surprise me, but that's all to be determined. But we'll see what happens.
Now, your advice the last time you were here, it was to get your flu shot in October, right?
Yeah, so it's October 1st today, isn't it?
It is.
Come on in. But we've had a lot of people, you know, we've been telling people that's our recommendation. But you're certainly welcome to come in and get them. And we have certainly seen people coming on in to get them.
Just so come in?
Yeah. I mean, if you can call and make an appointment and ask, hey, when's a good time to get a flu shot? I will say this, for the pharmacy on Robinson Road over at Brown's Advanced Care, Dr. Megan Lammers and Dr. Bridget Stoic are there together on Mondays and Tuesdays. So in terms of your wait time and what that looks like in the pharmacy, it's a little bit easier for them to do it when there's two pharmacists on duty. So Mondays and Tuesdays are better for that.
Okay.
In terms of that standpoint. However, if you call and people know when you're coming, we can certainly accommodate you whenever we need to. But if you want to say hi to Megan and Bridget, they'll both be in there on Mondays and Tuesdays. So that works best for their schedules.
Okay, you're going to talk about some kind of testing here that I couldn't read. So I said, we'll save it for you.
Crazy science words. Yeah, so we talked about a couple of different topics, and we've been talking about flu season and COVID, but I thought this might be kind of fun to talk about a little bit more, I won't say off the wall, but something a little bit different that's popping up in the healthcare world and in pharmacy in particular, and that is the science of what's called pharmacogenomics. And essentially what that is looking at how your genetic makeup and your genes play a role in how your body is affected by drugs. So pharmacogenetics is the study of pharmacy and genes. And what we're looking at is this is an avenue into, you hear this sometimes as a buzzword, you hear about personalized medicine. What does personalized medicine look like? Because a lot of, you know, common medical practices or the way that we look at things is we have guidelines and we have treatment protocols and algorithms that we set across the board based on data and research that we do and say, okay, based on what we know, looking at this many number of people, this is probably the best way to go about approaching a certain problem. So whether that be, for example, let's say, well, treating high blood pressure. We've treated thousands and thousands of people for high blood pressure. And because of what we've seen based on the research that we've done, we know that these drugs work the best for these given people, kind of as a blanket statement. But when you talk about personalized medicine, that is taking an approach to, instead of a blanket approach to taking care of people, what could we do to really dial in on taking care of the individual? And part of that is looking at our genetic makeup.
Yeah, the drugs must affect everybody differently.
Exactly, exactly. And everybody's body processes drugs and processes just about everything we put into it differently than, you know, one person from the other. And so one person who takes a drug and experiences side effects from it, same drug, same dose, and then the person standing next to him takes it, they might not have that. And then you might be trying to treat the same condition, but two very different responses to that. So the question has been, well, what can we do to help the person who experienced the side effects and maybe avoid that part of the puzzle altogether?
So there is a test.
There are tests. Yeah, there are testing, and it's called pharmacogenetic testing. It's usually a blood or a saliva sample, and kind of to give a high level overview of it is looking at it like this. So you know, we're all made up of thousands and thousands of genes, and the way that they call it being expressed, so the way they're expressed in our bodies, do lots of different things: hair color, eye color, you know, what your ear, are your earlobes attached, are they not attached? So those are some of the you know, things that we think about from a physical standpoint. Genetics also plays a role in how your body metabolizes or breaks down drugs. So when you put a drug into your body immediately starts to break it down. People do that differently. Now, depending on how they do it, that might put some people more prone to experience side effects from those drugs, or depending on how they break it down, they might not get any effect at all when they were looking to get something. So what pharmacogenetic testing looks at is it looks at the genes that are responsible for breaking down drugs in the body. And from an individual basis, we can tailor to see, you know, knowing what we know about how your body might break down those drugs based on what your genes tell us, I might pick a different drug for you because I know that you're going to experience side effects if I give you this drug based on your genetic makeup. Or maybe you won't experience the side effects, but maybe all I need to do is change the dose. Maybe the dose I gave you was too high, but if I go lower, you could get the same effect. So, two common examples, I guess I could use. One we look at is there's a drug called warfarin, which is a blood thinner.
That one, everybody knows it, that
pretty
one.
Common one.
Yeah.
So they actually do in some instances. This is not a super common practice, but it's becoming more relevant. I know that there's information at the Mayo Clinic. They'll do some testing like this. But for example, let's say you were prescribed the drug warfarin, and for whatever reason, we're seeing this patient's having the side effect of maybe they're too prone to bleeding because it's thin their blood too much. We're trying to adjust it. We can't quite get it right. And then maybe we say, well, let's take a look at something. We could do a cheek swab test and look at the genetic components of your body. And then we could say, okay, well, actually, because of this gene that we found here, that's actually telling me that your body doesn't break this drug down as quickly as it's supposed to. So you actually have more of this drug in your body at any given time than maybe normal. So that's what's causing you to have the side effects. So all we need to do, let's bring your dose down. And now we know that I can only go to a certain level, and I can treat you appropriately, and then you won't have those side effects.
Shouldn't we do that on every drug?
Yeah.
You would especially think, right? If you're taking, you know, medications on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's, you know, in the hypothetical situation, I really see that potentially as we move into the future of medicine, that's where that could go. And we don't do testing for all drugs across the scope right now.
I mean, if it's only a swab, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's not too challenging.
On your end, I don't know what it's like on the other end.
Yeah, so that is something that is still being researched. There, right now, I will use this word loosely, but it's still kind of, in a lot of respects, I don't want to say a novelty idea, but it's a science that's still being explored. I do know, for example, I did take care of a patient at the pharmacy where the doctor, we were looking at somebody that was using a medication to help them with anxiety. And I had actually received a prescription from a doctor who wrote on the prescription as a note that they did do a pharmacogenomic test, and they found that this patient actually requires doses at a higher level, which I thought was really, really helpful, because as the pharmacist, I remember seeing that prescription, looking at that drug, and my first thought was, that is way too high of a dose. There's no way that's appropriate. And she had written on the prescription, did a genetic test based on the way that she breaks down the drug. This is the dose that she needs to achieve the desired effect. I thought that was so cool. I had a major nerd moment and just loved that she had gone to that extent to figure out how to take care of her patients. So that is really cool. I think that's where it's going, to your point. I do maybe see a day where we're going to have a lot more drugs, where we're going to do testing and be able to really dial in a dose for the individual versus saying to somebody, well, we usually start everybody on this drug at 10 milligrams, so I'm just going to give it to you too. So that's just a fun, I don't know, like I said, this was just kind of like a nerd out moment that I wanted to kind of talk to people about in terms of what pharmacy is going to be able to do, because there are some pharmacies that are actually doing these tests at their stores. It'd be my goal to do that someday here in Jackson.
Yeah. So just about out of time, let's kind of recap.
Sure.
No tests for COVID, but no shot for COVID, but you can get a flu shot.
No testing for COVID at the pharmacy right now. Still use your other community resources. No vaccine for COVID yet. We're going to wait to see what the data comes out for that. Flu shots. That's the one thing I know I can help protect yourself against. Please come into the pharmacy and see us, 750-2180. Make an appointment.